Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The nephew is here for today's prank phone call. What you got for us, nephew?
Shirley, it's unfortunate, but we have to make these calls sometimes. No matter how old the child is, you know, we got to step in and make that call. And it's hard for us to do. You know, me being a person that work at the school, you know, it's hard for me to make this call. But I got to go on and make it. Title is, your baby going back to pre-K. Yes. Your child flunked pre-K. Your baby going back to pre-K.
Right. It's not right.
Hey, you gotta know it when it's happening. Once they start culling out that line, hey, man, your baby going back to pre-K, okay?
Wow. School is out next month. This is what you're doing.
We're going back to pre-K. Your baby ain't finished to make it, okay? Don't know the colors. Can't stay in the line. These are signs that you're not ready for a first, but regular kindergarten. I'm sorry. Let's go, Kat.
Hello?
Yes, I'm trying to reach Ms. Thomas, please.
This is Ms. Thomas. Who is this?
My name is Mr. Stapleton. I'm actually the principal over at elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at my records indicating that your son, Thomas, is going to be starting his first grade.
Mm-hmm. He's ready. My baby's ready.
Right. Listen, Miss Thomas, I've been going through actually all of the children's records that will be starting school, and I'm looking at your son's grades from his kindergarten year.
Mm-hmm. And he did good. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, not exactly. I mean, there's been a few. I actually spoke with the teacher who he was under in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like he just really wasn't up to par as the rest of the children.
Now his conduct. Now he talks, but he gets his work. So what else is she saying on that ain't right?
Well, what it seems to be, ma'am, is that his grades weren't up to par as the rest of the other children. She did tell me he was a disobedient child.
No, he's disobedient and talking two different things. Come on.
Okay. Well, ma'am, listen, what we've decided here is we're going to let little actually do another year of kindergarten.
Oh, no, y'all ain't going to let him do another year of kindergarten. No, sir.
Ma'am, that's the only choice I have.
Sorry,
after looking.
No, we got our letter in the mail with our report card the week after school started, and it said on the back, promoted. And if I got to get up off this couch and go get it, I'm going to be out. Because I'm telling you right now, we will be in the first grade. Kindergarten wasn't that hard. I'm not sure what they told you about him, but it must be the wrong.
Well, is that ma'am, my understanding, he doesn't color as well as the rest of the kids. He's all
color.
Out of the lines when he colors. He doesn't know his numbers completely. And that's kind of what we need when you first come into the first grade.
No, when I can show you on this paper, he did satisfactory all the way through. Now, you about to me up, and I'm already sick calling me with some about my son flunking kindergarten. He ain't that kind of
dog. He does not color well, ma'am.
Listen, coloring ain't got nothing to do with the daggum kindergarten. He is going to the first grade, and I'll be down there on August 24th.
I will not be able to allow you
to
get in the school August
24th. I'm sorry, mister. Let me tell you what. Let me go in and get my pencil and pen, because I don't live that far from this school. And if y'all are already down there causing some conflict, I need to get up and go down there, because I'm not telling my baby when he come home today that he ain't going to the daggum first
ma'am,
grade.
I hate to say it, but I'm going to have to refuse education from him on August 24th.
You know what? I just went back and put him in public school. I know that was a mistake in the first place. Fool with y'all talking about some coloring. Give me your name again, sir.
Stapleton, ma'am.
And what's that number down there?
The number here is actually area code.
Wait a minute. I got the number. Never mind. I pulled up this report card. I got the number and your name on the back of this paper. I tell you what, August 24th, we'll be coming in there going to school, and I might make a trip around there this evening when I come from the doctor.
Ma'am, the bottom line, ma'am, is I'm not going
to. I don't want to hear that. Colin ain't got nothing to do with nothing else.
But only coloring. His arithmetic is bad.
Sorry. No.
Are you working with him at home?
No,
are you doing anything as a parent?
I work with my son at home every day. What you trying to say? I'm an incompetent parent?
I'm just asking, as a parent, are you working with your child?
Yes, I'm working with my child every day. He can read better than you, probably.
No, he can't read. But I'm the principal.
He can't read better than you, because obviously you read that wrong on that paper that he's supposed to be going back to kindergarten, when I know the paper said from his going to the first grade, and I'm not listening to no more of this about him going backwards. Now, if you got a problem with your paperwork, maybe you need to go talk to your secretary or somebody in there that wrote my baby name down.
Your son's name, Thomas, ma'am.
I know it ain't him, baby. I know it ain't him. You're not going to sit up and tell me my son is flunking kindergarten. He is not going back to that kindergarten.
Don't bring your son down here August
the
24th. Do you hear me?
Down. I tell you what, be ready to whip me and my husband. But we will be down there August the 4th. Backpack, shoes, uniform, everything. You hear me?
I will not be able to allow him an education.
Are you down there right now? I will come down there right now and make that correction on that paper for you.
Can you bring your
baby is not going back to no kindergarten for no coloring.
Can you bring him down here and let him color for me so I can?
You talking about coloring, arithmetic, and all this stuff? No, No, I'm sorry. We will be down there August the 24th. I will have this report card in my hand that says you have been promoted to the first grade, and he's gonna have a smile on his face, and so are you.
I got one more thing I need to tell you, man. Are you listening to me?
I'm listening. You ain't saying nothing yet. You better say something that sounds like the first grade, because I'm not playing. I would go down to this daggum administrative office, and I had fire, because my son will be in that first grade.
Who are you raising your voice
at? I'm talking to you. You're talking crazy to me. I'm talking crazy to you.
What?
I'm a grown woman. I don't need to be explaining to you why I'm trying to defend my son.
Did you graduate?
Honey, I am a college degree person. I have a great job. My husband and I do well for ourselves and for our children, and that's why we know.
You're not even at work right now, man.
Listen, I'm sick, fool. I told you that when you called here. Waiting on the doctor to call me now. I'm probably missing my phone call.
Can you color? Because your son can't color.
Can I color? What kind of question is that to ask me, can I color? What are you, white or black? You asking me, sorry, you asking me, am I colored?
No, I ask you, can you color? Like,
no,
your son
I hear
can't...
some racist lines in there, can you color? No, my coloring and me being colored ain't got nothing to do with none of this. Is this a race thing?
No,
that
it's
you trying to make sure you send him back?
No, I'm not trying to send him back. I want to send him back to color, to get his coloring together.
I tell you what, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. And if you are the head person down there now, you are incompetent and you are an illiterate. Call me and tell me that my son has to go back to the first grade.
I got one more thing. You know what?
You got me mixed up. I tell you what, I'm through with this conversation.
I'm going to say one more thing and I'm going to be out of here. Are you listening?
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line. Plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend, Felicia.
I'm going to beat Felicia's I am going to beat her motherfucker. You're about to get towed out the frame. I mean, I'm writing numbers and everything, and I'm recording everything. I'm going to beat her because she know I don't play when it comes to my kids. Okay, that's all right.
All right, babe. One more question now. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
Y'all better give me some praise up in here.
I just can't believe you.
It's wrong, man. Like, too much. This is wrong.
All right, I told y'all the last hour. Charlotte, I'm on my way. I got the meet and greet at the Marquee. At the Marquee. Come hang out with your boy, Nephew Tommy, and friends. It's a meet and greet. Let's get on back to business here. We got more dates. We doing Charlotte this weekend, later on Sunday, April 13th. We doing Brea Comedy Club. So everybody in L.A., listen to your boy. Come hang out with me. That is Sunday night, one night only at the Brea Comedy Club. And then it's Duval. That's right. April the 19th, Easter weekend at the Florida Theater. OMG. Get your tickets. They on sale right now. That's a heck of a weekend. Get your laugh on. Get your barbecue on with the nephew. And we're going to have a whole lot of fun. Next week, y'all, I'm going to start telling y'all about this cruise that I'm hosting, which is for MLK weekend of 2026. Y'all don't want to miss
there.
This thing.
Boy, you all know, next year with it?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll be there, girl, get my dates like that, Carla. Just next year.
Book and busy.
Girl, come on.
All right. Thank you, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.